Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, yes, indeed, I'm your host, Edemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me, yes, indeed, for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said, yes, indeed, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. My brothers and sisters. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things that men, yes, indeed, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, yes, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, I can tell you again that the Most High has promised. Yes, indeed, he has promised. That he surely will bring to bear a very precious time. Yes, a very precious time. He called the times of refreshing. When he must bring to remembrance by his spirit, by his testimony, all things spoken. By the mouth of the holy prophets, all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. I said, yes, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek to discern this righteousness, who seek to discern in all things his ways. It is time, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, it is time that we must understand that beyond all false religion, I said beyond all false religion. As the Most High has told me, even this very morning, he said to me that we must, I said, my brothers and sisters, we must, my brothers and sisters, we must seek all that is his righteousness. We must seek all that is his plan. For dare men say, I said, dare men say, my brothers and sisters, at all, that if we have not a love for the truth, if our preferences are for unrighteousness, if in any way, my brothers and sisters, if in any way, we somehow say that it is by the Spirit of Yah that we despise what the Most High has promised, despise what the Most High has planned, despise what the Most High has commanded, must be a common secretude for us all. Shall we yet for Yah be counted faithful? Shall we be yet counted true unto him? My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that it is because once man turned away from the will of Yah, began to establish his own ideals, once man began to establish his own governing pretexts, once he began to establish his own idea of what is political, social, and national, whatever norms, the end result of it, my brothers and sisters, has not been that men have had or been true to a standard that all might be galvanized unto, that all might be mutually cooperative in. But my brothers and sisters, because men have believed that they, because of certain national, political, denominational allegiances, have had a right to uphold their own ways, their own designs, their own desires, Our brothers and sisters, men have not walked according to what is true, the righteousness of Yah, not submitted fully to the righteousness of Yah. One scripture says, because they had the law but did not seek it by faith, in Romans 9:26, for instance. It says, because men have had the law but did not seek it by faith, that means they did not seek it according to a fullness of what is divine will and purpose. It said, my brothers and sisters, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, men have sought to establish their own righteousness. End result? What is the end result? The end result. Is that men have seen no reason to seek for the greater righteousness of Yah. And men, my brothers and sisters, so beguiled, have worshipped men and not Yah. Think about it. We talk oftentimes on this show about how Isaiah, 42nd chapter, about the 16th verse. How about Isaiah 59 and 8? It says the Messiah will come to lead man by the ways they have, by a way they had not known. And those who trust in their own presumptuousness, how about their own vanity? We talked about that last night. Should be greatly ashamed. Isaiah 59 speaks that the way of peace men have not known, and they've set for themselves crooked paths, and whoever walks therein shall not know peace. Well, my brothers and sisters, what are these scriptures saying to us? What, my brothers and sisters, are these scriptures saying to us but that, ultimately, we need to, if we are to be sure that we are wise, what about the idea that we should, my brothers and sisters, I said we should ask ourselves, are we sure we know fully all that is the plan that Yah has foreordained, that Yah has decreed, that Yah has purposed for those who love him? Are we sure that we all discern fully what that is? My brothers and sisters, in a holy covenant, a people should know only what it is to agree. Nothing less. I said, should only know what it is to agree. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, this is not what we see in the world today. We see some 40,000 denominations. Some 45,000 denominations, in fact, at recent count. Some 280 nations, still men walking after their own ideas. Divisions, my brothers and sisters, rather than the one divine vision. Is that the plan of the Most High? Is that that which Yah has intended? My brothers and sisters, I think if we believe that, we need to think again. We need to check ourselves and check the parameters of our reasoning. Shall the Most High be delighted that men have all spoke different doctrines, that they cannot agree, that the lack of absolution, the contentions, the desires of men to walk after the will of the flesh and not after Yah. Shall this be absolved, my brothers and sisters, brought to an end? Everyone seeking to walk according to what seems wise in his own eyes? I believe, my brothers and sisters, it's time we consider. I said it's time we consider better than this. I said it's time, my brothers and sisters, we consider better than this. For the gift of the Most High after his Holy Spirit is not a multitude of differing ideals. The gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is that he reveals to us what is his will, what is his righteousness, what is his ways, that we walk true. I said, my brothers and sisters, that we walk true unto him, taking pleasure in all that he declares, having a preference for his word. When we find the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures related Romans in the 8th chapter, that it is carnal mind that is enmity against the law of the Most High. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, his law is not divided. His righteousness is not divided. His salvation, my brothers and sisters, is a common word to all people. His gospel is not divided. His word endures forever. Therefore, in discerning these things, yes, my brothers and sisters, in discerning these things, we are wise if we know. I said, if we know that there is a sure need in this world. That if we find, and the scripture says it shall be, that if we find that there's a greater word, a more righteous word than that which we have known, that we should be prepared to in all things receive it with a great love. A great love, my brothers and sisters, of the truth. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's much we need to consider tonight. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's so much we need to consider tonight with regard to these things. In the book of Paul's epistle called 2 Thessalonians, it talked about the intrusion of the wicked, the intrusion of the unrighteous, right there in the midst of the churches, my brothers and sisters, presiding in the temple as if they were godly, as if they were righteous. And some prefer to believe this unrighteousness because they did not receive the truth with love. Because they did not receive the truth of love, they might be saved. He says, for this cause, kind of like a case, it says, for this offense then, my brothers and sisters, because of this offense, because of this dishonoring the will of Yah, he says Yah would allow upon them a strong delusion if they should believe a lie. That those, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, that those who, as the scripture said, had no love of the truth, might believe a lie. That they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, who believe not the truth, but preferred or had preference for, took pleasure in unrighteousness. That's powerful scripture, my brothers and sisters. It means that if the Most High declares a word to man, I said, if the Most High declares a word to man, it is imperative that man not only receive that word, my brothers and sisters, but show great love for that word, to pursue it for all the truth that is therein. There's some very important, powerful scripture that I'd like to relate tonight with regard to all these things. Malachi 2:16, I'm reading from the Aramaic, and it says, for Yah, the Holy One of Israel, the Judge of Israel. Some texts say God there, but believe me, the word for God, King, Judge, relates the same time, many times in the original language. The Judge of Israel says that none should hide or seek to conceal his iniquity in his garments and in his robe. In other words, don't say that because you wear a priestly robe, you are righteous. My brothers and sisters, the Messiah looked at the heart. He said, therefore, take heed to your spirit. And he said, no one will seek to disguise iniquity if he takes heed to the spirit of Yah. One scripture says, this is not the kind of thing that anyone does who has a residue of a spirit. No one, my brothers and sisters, deals treacherously against the truth who functions after even a residue of his spirit. But the scripture says, yet nevertheless you have dishonored, blasphemed, disrespected the holy name with your words. How about an abundance of different doctrines? How about a multitude of different denominations? How about a multitude of different nations and rulers all saying something different? Have they honored the will of one? You say, and if you say, And what have we offended him? He said, it is because you say that everyone who prefers evil, how about deviation, contentiousnesses, unrighteousness, less than the fullness of what the Most High wills, you say, is still somehow good in the sight of Yah, and he delights, you even say he delights in such. Or you say, where or who or what is a judge who judges true to righteous judgments? To understand this scripture, my brothers and sisters, there's a need. Yes, indeed, there's a need to discern the scriptures that Isaiah 40 chapter 27 through 41, 4. You say there's no judge who will judge according to righteous judgment? Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Who are they talking about? Most High talks about he stirred up this righteous one from the east, righteous one like the rising sun, who casts out the darkness, reveals the light that the world would obscure. Malachi, my brothers and sisters, uses the same terminology. And believe me, ancient Israel knew exactly who they were talking about. There's a need to consider when you look at these scriptures to discern that Malachi was actually a post-exilic prophet. In other words, post or after the Babylonian captivity, in that transitional period between the reign of the Persian Empire and the coming of the time of the Greeks, Greco-Roman dominance in the world. And the legend of the greatness of the one that was called Cyrus the Great was highly pronounced in the minds of the people, because many recognized that one they called Cyrus the Great. The King James Version called him Cyrus, but remember, his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Kingdoms are oftentimes named by their inaugurators. Your King James Version put down his name as Cyrus, but I would tell you that was not a perfect translation of his name. What I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, is those very self-same prophecies of which I'm speaking now, one who overcomes the kings, one who overcomes the rulers. When the scripture says, from Isaiah 41, it goes on to Isaiah 42. It says, behold my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice and judgment to the nations, and the isles shall wait for his law. All these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, is in Isaiah, Malachi speaks of. He says, you've offended the Most High, dishonored the Most High, and you say, who or what? As if there is, will be no. As if to say there will be no judge. You judge us true to righteous judgments. But the scripture says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And he for whom you are waiting should be watching. Messiah said, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. He for whom you are waiting, he for whom you are watching, the Lord whom you seek. Oh, one called by the name of the Most High. Even the messenger of my covenant. He shall suddenly come to the temple, even the temple of Yah. Even the messenger of my covenant, he said, in whom I delight. He put down ye. But my brothers and sisters, this is the same one of which the scriptures speak. In Isaiah, really need to read Isaiah 41:25 through 41:4. One whom the Most High has called, and the word of the princes and the kings shall be trodden down like a potter treads clay. Because the scripture says men will one day understand the Most High looked upon the world and saw none who preached fully what is the gospel, none who preached fully what is the righteousness of Yah. And so this one was sent for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, that the isles, the nations, shall seek, wait, upon the knowledge of his righteousness, that all might transcend the unrighteousness of men, the fallen standards of men. For as my brothers and sisters, it is after bondage to all the diverse standards of men. Yes, indeed, it's after all the fallen standards of men that the world is divided against the perfect will of Yah. He said, behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. He for whom you are waiting, he for whom you are watching, he for the Lord whom you seek, shall suddenly come to the temple of Yah, even the messenger of my covenant, in whom I delight. In other words, he shall relate the covenant of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, according to even what is written in Isaiah in the 56th chapter, talking about the time when his righteousness is revealed. Scripture says that those who also take hold of his Shabbat to do the things that please him, I will give them names as great as sons and daughters. Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to see how all these things interwoven work together. He says, he shall come, says the Most High. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? What does Scripture say in Isaiah 41? Same kind of context. Isaiah 48. Speaking about a people who sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like refined as fire, like full of soap, and he shall return, it says in the Aramaic. And for those of you who are looking in the chat, I will put in this title, this URL, lamsabible.com. You can check out the same scripture and see what it says in the Aramaic. And it says, my brother, it says, but who can stand when he appears? For he is like refiners, like full of soap, and he shall return to purify the people like silver. This is someone, my brothers and sisters, they already had seen. Notice Malachi, my brothers and sisters. Malachi was, his time was within 100 years or so of the time of the reign of the one called, King James Version, called Cyrus the Great. The principal, if you will, king, inaugurator, if you will, of the kingdom that was called Kurdistan, the Achaemenid Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, which Isaiah said himself that a man out of a far country, like a ravenous bird from the east, he said, would deliver Israel out of Babylon, even performing all that is divine pleasure. Much about this to be considered, my brothers and sisters, in the context of what it means, because it means that he performs all that is pleasing unto the Most High. He indeed is a righteous one. He said he shall purge and cleanse the sons of Levi, that's the priesthood, and purge them like gold and silver. In other words, there will be none among the priests who serves or teaches less than righteousness, that may be offered unto the Most High an offering in righteousness. And then shall Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Most High as in days of old. I said pleasant, pleasing, a delight unto the Most High as in days of old, as in former years. But did you notice, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures are actually saying it is a dishonor against the holy name? It is even an offense against the holy name that men preach doctrines not giving consideration to the coming of the king, the judge, my brothers and sisters, the righteous one, who will indeed, according to all prophecy, judge all mankind, even all nations, according to righteous judgments. What did Messiah say? All power. How about all the precepts of righteousness and peace from on high have been given unto him? Therefore, since this world is to be brought to the peace of the Most High, he said, go forth and teach all nations. That is the gospel of peace. Everything that he commands, baptizing them, means purging them of every misconceit, baptizing them, causing them to repent, causing them to convert, to turn aside from all unrighteousness. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about in the name and the precepts and the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, according to the pure testimony of the Most High? He said, and teach them to do everything that he commands. My brothers and sisters, if all nations sought the fullness of all these righteous precepts of the Most High, true to the oath in his name, what else could there be but peace. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern these things for the reality that by and large in this world, in so many ways, has been ignored. Did you notice, my brothers and sisters, that these prophecies are saying that if men do not preach this expectation, how about many will be predisposed, my brothers and sisters, to exalt the confusion of their rulers? Because they see no motivation to look any further if they believe that the rulers will not be reprimanded for their unrighteousness. Scripture says that is a great dishonor and injustice against the holy name. Yet many who call themselves rulers have done exactly this, my brothers and sisters, that they might keep you in bondage. Did you hear me? That they might keep you in bondage. They might cause you not to seek beyond their unrighteousness. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture says those who prefer unrighteousness. It did not say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters. It did not say they'd be saved at all. In fact, 2 Thessalonians said they'd be damned. Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, we know to seek far better? The scriptures say in the book of Malachi that the expectation then of the coming of the one, who it says in Isaiah, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 42, 43, who overthrows Babylon once and for all, Isaiah 48. The prophecies also, my brothers and sisters, like I said, in Malachi. And it talks about finally the people being in all things delivered from the throes of Babylon, the concepts of the nations. Because quite frankly, the scripture says, in that day you should know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not, and say those who do wickedly shall be stubble under the feet of the righteous in the day that he should do this. He talks about one called the Son of Righteousness that arises with healing upon his lips, one who brings forth peace. He says, the time you must remember the law which the Most High gave his servant Moshe for a great day of judgment, my brothers and sisters. Why then do rulers not speak of this? I can only tell you, the prophecies in advance told you that the leaders would lie, that they would not speak concerning this. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, most have preferred to believe them anyway. What I'm telling you then is that they teach the concept of a Messiah compromised against the righteousness of Yah. They've taught you a false Messiah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, they've taught you a false religion. Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what the prophecies say? I think about scriptures like Isaiah 5:26, he would lift up an incense from afar. Some texts say from a distant nation far away, a great nation far away. Look at Isaiah 5:26. Look at the NASB. Look at the WTT, if you will, translation. A great nation far away, it says. They call it the it's another translation from the Aramaic. It's in the Jehovah Witnesses Bible, if you will. I'm not saying that I'm a Jehovah Witness by any means, by what this organization calls itself. In fact, I know the name of the Father was not Jehovah. But quite frankly, in the New World Translation, they call it. It actually relates that this one will come from a great nation far away. Isaiah 30:27 says the name of the Most High, one with the name of the Most High, comes from afar. And apparently, my brothers and sisters, with great rebuke for the misconceits that are among the nations. In Isaiah, in the 49th chapter, it says, Messiah will come forth sin. Listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from afar, from the womb and from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name. But that same scripture come out, the name of the Most High comes from afar. Sounds like the same idea, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, the same Same concept. Let's carry one step further then. Let's carry one step further. How about looking at the prophecy? How about looking at the prophecy that is found at Isaiah in the 46th chapter to understand my point even more clearly. Isaiah 46th chapter in the 8th verse, again speaking of Messiah, and look what it says concerning him. Isaiah 46th chapter, 8th verse. It says, remember this and bring yourself and show yourselves men, bring it again to mind, something the man has forgotten. You ever stop when he's forgotten? Most I say you bring forth a righteous judge. Bring it to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yah, and there's none else. I am Yah, and there's none else like me. This says the Most High. Declaring the end from the beginning, or what is to be from the very beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel, my word shall stand, my promise shall stand, and I will do what? He says, all my pleasure, all I please. He says, calling a ravenous bird. Man, oftentimes relates like an eagle who says that he has dominion over all, over which his shadow pervades. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man who executes my counsel. Here it is, says, from a far country. Isaiah 46:11. I said Isaiah 46:11. A man who performs his counsel, he says, from a far country. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Yeah, I've spoken it. I'll also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. So it's a hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, and ye that are far from righteousness. I will bring near my righteousness, or even my righteous one. And he shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I'll place salvation in Zion, and in Israel, my glory. Well, my brothers and sisters, in looking at this scripture, again, we get this concept of Messiah coming from a far country. I want to ask you a question. Did Yeshua come from a far country 2,000 years ago? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, one prophecy concerning Messiah. It says that he will bring his people from Babylon. And without question, what was ancient Babylon was in the east of Israel. But the prophecies tell us that in the book of Hosea, and also in the book of Isaiah, Hosea 11, particularly you need to look at 11:5 through 12. You need to also look at Isaiah 24:10 through 16. And it talks about one called by the name of the Most High from the west. Hosea says his sons will come trembling from the west, a city in the west. Isaiah 59 says, so they shall revere the name of the Lord from the west and glorify him in the rising of the sun. One time the Most High begins the first to bring his people from the east. Next time, my brothers and sisters, from the west. The scripture says he comes a second time to do what he'd done before in Isaiah 11. But how many of my brothers and sisters have put this together? The scripture says you have offended the Most High when you did not teach this. He says he brings forth an ensign from a distant nation, a great nation far away, it says in Isaiah. Again, Isaiah 5 and 26. And it says, I hope you hear my brothers and sisters, he will whistle to them, call forth his people, those are his own, from the ends of the earth. Sounds so much like when Messiah said he would send forth his message, his angels, and he would gather his people from one end of the earth ultimately to the other. He would lift them an ensign to the nations from afar, from a great nation far away, will call for them from the ends of the earth, and behold, they come swiftly with speed. None of them shall be weary nor stumble among them. What scripture says, they who wait for him shall not be weary. They shall not stumble. They shall grow wings as eagles. Think about it. None of them shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latch of their shoes be broken. In other words, they shall all come in order. Their arrows are sharp. Their bows are bent. Their horses' hooves should be kind of like a flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. To do what, my brothers and sisters? But to overthrow unrighteousness with righteousness. When the scriptures say in Isaiah 48 chapter, he says one comes to perform all that is divine pleasure. Oh, we need to talk about that again. One who comes to perform the Lord's pleasure against Babylon. What is Babylon, my brothers and sisters, but a people who prefer their own self-will? Everyone preferring his own self-will, not walking after the faith of the One Most High. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, if we understand the truth of these things, we need to ask another question. Yes, indeed. We need to ask another question. Who is this one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 44? I said Isaiah 44. In 28, Most High speaks of one, actually, his term with his name would be more like the Kurdee. Remember the name of his kingdom, Kurdistan. Some call it Kurdistan, but you get the point. My brothers and sisters, concerning that of which I speak. He said, he is my shepherd. That means he shall lead the people of Yah. That's a very cherished position. He is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, all my pleasure, all that I please. Even saying to Jerusalem, a city of true peace, thou shalt be built, and the temple thy foundation shall be laid. And he calls it an anointed one, whose right hand he's upholding. How about even under victory, my brothers and sisters? To subdue nations before him, under him. And he said, I will loose the loins of kings, open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. See, I will go before him to make the crooked places straight, break in pieces the gates of brass, cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. How about the treasures of things as men have not considered? And the hidden riches of secret places that Israel may know, that the Most High is he who called him by his name, the Holy One of Israel. He says, in the Masoretic text, he says, for Jacob's sake, my servant's sake, I've called you my servant, the servant of Israel, and Israel my elect. I've called thee by thy name, I've surnamed thee, given thee a name of honor, title of honor, though you have not known me. Even my brothers and sisters, that they may know from the rising of the sun, from the east to the west, there's none else but Yah. My brothers and sisters, to declare no other righteousness but the righteousness of the One Most High is indeed, my brothers and sisters, is to declare all his will. And it is true, my brothers and sisters, in this day and time, that we must understand that for salvation's sake, the righteousness, the full, pure, and perfect will of the Most High must be revealed, that all that would declare less are at last put to shame. For how else, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, how else shall man at last discern? How else, my brothers and sisters, shall men at last discern how to overcome the bondage of those who do not speak the truth? I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, all the things that I just said to you. Because, as I said before, did Messiah come from a far country 2,000 years ago? Did he come from the east of Israel 2,000 years ago? Did he come from the west 2,000 years ago? Or is that latter-day prophecy that he comes from the west and these latter-day wilderness with the conscience of the east is the prophetic vision? But how many of my brothers and sisters have chosen to see this? Whatever manner of religion does not speak of this expectation of the righteous one called the Kurdee. Kur meaning sun, Tishron meaning rise, one like the rising sun who cast out all the darkness. Whatever manner of religion, so-called Christianity then, that has not preached This expectation has not been to the praise and honor of Yah. In fact, all they who preach after the lesser imaginations of their own hearts, Scripture says, are false prophets. Servants, my brothers and sisters, unto a devious lie, who dare to speak what Yah spoke to no one. How many of my brothers and sisters will be humble enough to discern this? That's what ancient Israel had to discern, that their leaders had misled them. But my brothers and sisters, as it was 2,000 years ago, when the ancient Israel had to realize that their leaders misled them. And its Gentiles also had to recognize the same. So shall it be in these latter days. How about Jeremiah 14:14? The Most High said to me, the prophets prophesied lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither have I spoken to them, yet they prophesied to you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, vanity, and the deceit. They preach you the deceit of their own hearts. Therefore, thus says the Most High concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name falsely. I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, but sword and famine. By sword and famine shall those, give me, false prophets be consumed. My brothers and sisters, nobody has the right to presume anything in the name of the Most High. For it is the treacherous devices of wicked kings and rulers, my brothers and sisters. It was after the treacherous devices, murderous kings and wicked rulers, that this blessed foundation was caused to be forgotten. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I would just simply say again, please look at this website of mine, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Tribulation 70 through 365 A.D. It explains how the expectation of a righteous king who declares the way of one was despised by the Roman Empire. They murdered millions, my brothers and sisters, in the course of those first four centuries, that those who knew this truth would be silenced. But the prophecy said, my brethren, still, that it would be that same one whose word they sought to silence that would judge all humanity. To preserve self-righteousness, righteous connivances and schemes, my brothers and sisters, to hold men in bondage to a lie. Half-truths that can never make any man whole. And man has conveniently sought to forget the many nations, and can forget among many nations the hope and faith that should never have been forgotten. Has man, my brothers and sisters, forgotten and chosen to conveniently forget? As I said before, that Malachi was a post-exilic prophet. When you look at Malachi's words, you're talking about after the coming of the one called the King of the East, the King of the Medes, the morning star who cast out the darkness. The Son of Righteousness who arises. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 11th chapter said he would come a second time to deliver his people from all the nations where they've been scattered. And in that day, Israel and Judah shall be one. My brothers and sisters, Israel and Judah have not been rejoined yet as a holy nation unto the Most High. But that is the promise of a covenant restored. Who then, my brothers and sisters, should be ready to understand this? Did man forget the promise of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah must come to do what he had done before again? Did Messiah bring his people back from the midst of all the nations, or were they scattered 2,000 years ago? It's time to consider, my brothers and sisters, did he rebuild the temple, or was the temple destroyed shortly after his appearing 2,000 years ago? This one, my brothers and sisters, is responsible for the rebuilding of a temple, even a righteous temple unto the Most High. Messiah said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the one who shall perform all these things, Messiah said he is. If your concept of him does not take all these things into consideration, there's a problem with your faith. Man has chosen to forget the truth, lest his wickedly inconsiderate works, beguiled by the rulers, should be reproved and rebuked for his so much of what has been flagrant injustice. Scripture didn't say the rulers would teach you these things. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said, watch out for false prophets, and the only way you can to be sure that you're not being taught something falling short of the mark, and that you cease diligently the word yourself. Discerning these words, my brothers and sisters, what will you do? Will you prove yourself worthy unto salvation? Or will you be found like those before? Had no preference for righteousness. Will not receive the truth with love. Showing a preference for unrighteousness showed that you deserve not salvation, but damnation. What shall you do? Men have gravely dishonored the Most High, offended the Most High, when they say every deviant way is good in the sight of the Most High, as if undisciplined arrogance against divine destruction is divine delight. And they greatly offended the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when they said that the one that is prophesied to come will not come, or that they have not taught that he shall come. Because guess what? If they tell you that all prophecy concerning them are already come to pass, rather than yet to be, they cause no one to seek or prepare. And my brothers and sisters, none such as this should be called the children of light. Has mankind indeed discerned all the mysteries of what Yah has planned and is planned for those who love him? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have presumed that when Messiah comes, they already understand what is his testimony and his fullness? Think about what the scripture said, my brothers and sisters. Think about what it said. It said, as I repeat again, Messiah will lead men by a path they had not known. You say, the way of peace they know not. How about the way of righteousness? Meaning that if man has not known the fullness of what the Most High intends, then man must anticipate the knowledge of more still yet being delivered. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I may not be writing this for my judge, he says, the Most High, even Messiah, who will reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I can only tell you, take that scripture and look closely at it. Compare it to Isaiah 44, 20 through 45 and 6. And discern, my brothers and sisters, that the one he spoke of is the one that was called his anointed, his shepherd, the one who shall build again Jerusalem. It was prophesied yet to come. Meaning that if those scriptures talk, well, they put in your King James Version, like I said, Cyrus, not actually his name. That the Apostle Paul told the churches to look forward to that one. Remember I told you that the church was not called Christian? People not called, the faith is not called Christianity? Curtis Shani. Curtis Shania. My brothers and sisters, the people of the early church looked for the coming of the one called King of the East. Kur, meaning sun, tis, rise. Shah, king. And the scripture says, becoming the king of the east, singular. In Revelation 16, 12 to 21. He will expose all the unrighteousness of those who sought to hide their iniquity, inequity, injustice, treachery. In other words, their short-sighted doctrine and robes of seeming righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, if they truly were righteous, why did they not teach these things to you? My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. I want you to comprehend. I pray the Most High that you will. Scriptures say that the righteousness of Yah must be revealed. Isaiah, in the 56th chapter, talks about his righteousness being revealed. The question is, my brothers and sisters, when it is revealed, as the scriptures also say in Revelation 15, 1 through 5, it asks, who will not praise thee, O King of ages? O King of nations, King of ages. Jeremiah 10 and 7, coming from Jeremiah 10 and 7, saying the same. When that time comes, my brothers and sisters, will men prove a love for righteousness or unrighteousness? It's the question. His mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, revealing the glory of Yah, as he reveals his word, line upon line, precept upon precept. And it will discern the nature of every heart. For the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to the voice of that prophet. How about the consummate message of that prophet? Shall be cut off from among the people. Discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Discern the truth. The scripture talks about the mystery of Yah being revealed in Revelation 10. Colossians 2 also talks about the mystery of Yah. How about the greater truths of Yah that the carnal mind does not quickly grasp? Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying. And the scriptures do even tell us that just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, there's not something to be considered in exactly the way the words are written. And Luke, how about Luke 17 and 27? I said Luke at 17, 27. Because again, when scripture says he suddenly comes to the temple, and Isaiah 66 says he suddenly appears at the city, not just suddenly appears, it's just to say, let's say, suddenly his rebuke and the destruction of that city that refuses to listen. When it suddenly goes forth to the nations, Israel shall become a nation as if it were in one day. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies that talk about the city of destruction, Isaiah 19, 18 through 25, which Most High sends a Savior. Same prophecies at Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Same prophecies at 25th chapter of Isaiah 1 through 3 through 10. Same prophecy at Revelation 16, 12 through 21. It happens, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High is sending forth a beacon, a word of admonition to a world, saying that no more should any more monuments to the contentious hard-heartedness of man any more remain. In fact, Isaiah 27 says, when all the altars of unrighteousness, all the false churches, when they are no more, then will there be an atonement. Strong, very powerful words, my brothers and sisters, but how many are willing to hear it? It says, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus it will be the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. And the day the Son of Man is revealed will be the same as when the day that Lot went out of Sodom and rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Read Revelation, my brothers and sisters. In the context of Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17, about the destruction of the city that shall call forth the remnant of Israel. Read Isaiah 16, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says they shall flee to Zoar as Noah, or excuse me, as Lot fled to Zoar, is for destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Same story, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says after that shall a judge sit upon the tabernacle of David, hastening righteousness. Read 16:1 through 5, Isaiah. And understand what that's about, my brother and sisters. Why didn't they tell you this scenario? I can only tell you, my brother and sisters, the scripture said in advance your leaders would lie and they would not tell you these things. Why do you trust them still? Why, my brothers and sisters, is it that men can hear these words and oftentimes not being compelled to examine them? If man has so much of the favor of Yah that he says he did, my brothers and sisters, so many would not have passed from this world, or let's just say passed on from this age, or let's just say passed on from this material realm in this age onto the grave, never having known the law of righteousness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, scripture says one judge should judge all nations in all ages. Talking about Revelation 11, 17 through 9, because it talks about the nations being angry because the time has come to judge the dead. And it did not say, my brothers and sisters, that they would be judged across all nations by all the various kings. In fact, great wrath should befall those who compel the people to believe otherwise. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Who is this one the scripture keeps saying over and over again should perform all that is divine pleasure? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that one that is called the King of the East. The Prince of Righteousness. Jeremiah 23:5 calls him the Lord our righteousness. And the scripture said again, my brothers and sisters, that he will come one day, yes, out of the west as a far country. Who is willing to discern this, my brothers and sisters? There's so much about this on my website. HiddenGospel.com. So much, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders have not taught. Like I said, Isaiah 5:26, lift up a standard, an ensign from a distant nation, a great nation far away. Shall whistle for his people from the ends of the earth, and behold, they come swiftly with speed. Sounds so much like Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Read the NASB, my brothers and sisters, translation and understand it. Come at Isaiah 5:26. Isaiah 30:27, behold, the name of the Most High, one with the name of the Most High, comes from afar, burning with his anger, and denses his smoke. His lips filled with indignation, his tongue is a devouring fire. Brothers and sisters, he's talking about coming from another place on earth outside of Israel to rebuke all unrighteousness. Isaiah 49:1, listen to me, O isles. Hearken, ye people afar off. Aramaic says, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to you nations. The Most High has called me from afar. From the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. All the same prophecy. But my brothers and sisters, this speaks of the latter days and judgment. Why is the church, when your pastor is not telling you this? Why did they hide these truths from you? Did you hear me what I said, my brothers and sisters? In Malachi, it says, whoever does not teach these things has offended, dishonored, even the name of the Most High. And their oath unto him, my brothers and sisters, is counted in vain, worthless, empty, simply because it did not accomplish what is intended. The true witnesses of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, must declare all that is to be their expectation. Say, be watchful. In other words, be waiting, highly expectant, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. My brothers and sisters, that did not mean that you seek him according to the standard of the rulers. For the Son of Man will reprove all the rulers, whatever it is. They have not walked in righteousness. Why did your leaders not tell you this? Well, brothers and sisters, the scripture says, by the light of fire shall all things be manifest, what manner it is. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 3:13. Fire is like a light, my brothers and sisters. But realize the light of fire consumes everything that is not like itself. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not understood the meaning of the scripture? To those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, not after the will of the flesh, not preferring every man his own ideals and his own unrighteousness. But the sons of Yah, my brothers and sisters, understand that Messiah meant exactly what he said. He said, unless you believe that I am he, even one whose testimony from above, and believe that testimony, he said, you would die in your sins. How about die in your preference for unrighteousness? Die in your trust for what the Most High cannot confirm and seal as true to himself. Revelation 7th chapter talks about those who either have the mark of the beast or the seal of the living Yah. And the mark of the beast, my brothers and sisters, is the standards of the nations. The nations that refuse to reason as one, as should men. Scripture says that many, my brothers and sisters, cry out to him in Isaiah 58. But it's because they do what they wish that the Most High is not pleased. My brothers and sisters, after the Spirit of Yah, should there be so much contention against that which is good? My brothers and sisters, after the Spirit of Yah, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do you really believe after the Spirit of Yah, after being matured in the Spirit of Yah, that the people have so much argument even against what is divine will? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Not everyone who claims to has heard to preach and obey what is the gospel of the Holy Kingdom. Many say they know, but has man known fully all that Yah's plan for those who love him? I'm talking about 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter. That verse comes from Isaiah 64. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures ask the question, How has man been left to the power of his sins, his own unrighteousness? My brothers and sisters, when man turned away from seeking all that Yah has planned for those who love him, but the scriptures say he gave man over to strong delusion, that many believe a lie. My brothers and sisters, why? Because those who prefer unrighteousness cannot be participants in the kingdom. Man who swears allegiance unto the Most High, scripture says, man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. There's no more sacrifice to be offered for a sin. Those who confess the holy name also trust the Most High that his way is better. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are wiser than to offend the righteousness of the one Most High. I pray that you will comprehend, my brothers and sisters, that which I have spoken to you tonight. But they who will enter the kingdom of Yah know that a love for all that is divine righteousness and all that he declares, all that he will reveal by his spirit is required. They will understand that this false religion telling people that by the grace of Yah, even by the spirit of Yah, there is no law. They who are wise understand that this is insanity to even believe such a thing. I've said before, the Greek word nomos, they use for law. They use interchangeably for divine law and man's law, and the rulers want to call themselves gods over the people to keep people in bondage to the lesser, let's just say, unrighteousness of men, have done what they have done to keep the people blind. And so many of my brothers and sisters have fallen for this recklessness, this mass confusion, this massive damnations, and have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that if you don't discern the difference between divine law and the diverse misruling standards of men, you have not discerned the righteousness of Yah. The righteousness of Yah must be revealed, my brothers and sisters, because by no means should man ever say that a multitude of partial, polluted, and tainted standards shall reconcile this world unto the will of one. My brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Hear me and understand. Babylon, the sons of confusion, is whoever swears by the name of the Most High, but not seeking all truth and righteousness. Swearing by the name of the Most High, preferring the will of the flesh. The man having preference for his own self-will, that only adds confusion when men refuse to see that what they preferred and this lack of discipline, when they prefer to say that it is worthy. My brothers and sisters, all such thinking is an offense against the Most High. But Yah has said he has an ally, elect the chosen ally. Now, there's always weird reason in NIV. Isaiah 48 chapter. Who will destroy Babylon, and that he should perform all that is divine delight, all that is divine pleasure, having certainly a preference for righteousness. For Babylon is a people that not knowing the righteousness of Yah and preferring not to know, and oftentimes never knowing the faith to be motivated to know. Think about it. People believe that confusion is blessed. What motivation do they have to seek righteousness? All that is true. My brothers and sisters, these are people taken away by their own lust, their own preferences, their own opinions, who do not believe, do not desire, trust, seek, and reveal the righteousness of Yah. All that Yah has said as the only plan for peace. But let this be the generation, my brothers and sisters, as it speaks of in Psalm 24, that seek his face. And my brothers and sisters, Messiah said he would see me and see my Father. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in his fully awakened state, the one that is called the Kurdi, that is spoken of in Isaiah 50th chapter, that will come forth saying, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching and not turn back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the, let's just say, those who have been spiritually weary, depraved. The one that comes forth, of whom the scripture says they will wait for him, shall renew their strength. The one whom the scriptures speak of in Zephaniah 3rd chapter, saying that he, yes, for a time would be in the midst of the wicked city. Zephaniah 3rd. But his word does not fail. Morning by morning he brings what is a word of justice to light. But the wicked, the lawless, those who are unprepared, knew not this law of expectation. He said they would know no shame. But the Most High, my brothers and sisters, because men choose not to believe, Most High says he will render destruction upon all nations. His wrath is great indignation upon all nations. My brothers and sisters, what he is saying is that men in that day will understand what's meant in Revelation 6th chapter. When the kings there said, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, telling the mountains and rocks, the kingdoms large and small, and the rule, the people therein who they persuaded, to hide us, still concerned about themselves, from the face of the Lamb and him who sits on the throne, for the day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? Why wrath, my brothers and sisters? Scripture told in advance, the rulers would not teach you what you should have been taught. Most High told me that I have to tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I would say blessed are the ears who will hear these things and who will seek these things that they might not be left without a warning. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If your ears hear these words, to comprehend these words, the Most High tells you himself how you might vouchsafe and be confirmed in these words. Count yourself blessed. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. This has been Adam Yahab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And to his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Indeed, yes, I thank you all again for listening.